It's a big deal, and a lot of people, I think, are going to come out in support of this because it's for somebody from the St. Clair County Sheriff's Department. The sheriff himself is here with us right now, Tim Donilon. Sheriff, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Paul, and thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming. This was a motorcycle accident back in August, right?
Yes, it was, and it was just a horrific accident, August 24th, up on I-75 in Bay County, and our sergeant, Ron Hill, and his lovely wife Mary Ann, who was used to work for St. Clair County as well, emergency management, and was currently the emergency manager of Gladwin County, were on their motorcycle, and they were struck and had a just a very life altering injuries. Mary Ann suffered a traumatic brain injury, and Ron's busted up many broken bones, and they're trying to Wade through these, this tremendous uncertainty and medical bills. It's a real mess.
So a lot of the folks at the Sheriff's Department said, what can we do to help, right?
Well, two groups. Actually, it is our office, the Sheriff's Office. Again, Ron's a sergeant. He's been with us for, two plus decades. And the group they were riding with is called the it's the St. Clair County chapter of the Warthogs Motorcycle Club. And what that is it's a 501(c)(3) nonprofit public safety motorcycle club. So it's full of first responders, and they raise money and they donate to charity and they do all kinds of good things. And there's chapters throughout the United States, and we have a chapter in St. Clair County. And I have a number of employees that are members that ride bikes, and they were riding with that club, their members, when the accident happened. So the fundraiser is a partnership with our organization and the Warthogs. So, the more the better when it comes to that. And having that 501(c)(3) also helps with the, fundraising and donations, where people can make donations as well.
Right. So this is a spaghetti dinner this Friday night, right?
Yep, Friday, January 11th at Alexander's in Marysville there. That's 1200 Gratiot Boulevard right there in Marysville. That's the, it's got the big plaza right there.
Sure.
And Alex, of course, does Alex and Kristen. They do incredible jobs there. And doors open at 5, dinner served 5:30 to 7:30, spaghetti dinner. And then there's going to be all kinds of raffles and baskets and, baskets of cheer and guns and you name it.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a lot of things to win there. So bring lots of money, 50-50 drawings. There'll be a cash bar. Adults, $15. Children 4 to 10 are $10. Children under 3 are free. And I've ate Alex's spaghetti. It's very good.
Well, we wish Ron and Marianne all the best. As you said, life altering. Something like this happens. All of a sudden, you're faced with all kinds of expenses, change in lifestyle, and it's something you wouldn't wish on anybody.
Well, you wouldn't. Ron's been off work since August. He'll be able to make it back, but it's going to be a he's got quite a while yet, and Mary Ann is she's got a long ways to go.
Yeah.
She's in therapy. She's back home now, and she's got a big journey in front of her. And, when it comes to motorcycles, and it was two motorcycles involved in the accident, insurances are entirely different. It's very complicated, and she was air vacced out. You started putting some of these costs together, and it's just frankly mind-boggling of just the expenses that one can occur and just financially destroy a family. Not to mention all of the change and heartache and things you're working through. So I can't think of a greater cause than this Friday to show up and support one of our local hometown heroes here.
Alexander's in Marysville.
Yep.
Great place that.
Bring your wallet and an empty stomach.
There you go.
And we'll be good. We'll take good care of you.
For a good cause,
you
indeed.
Bet.
Sheriff, I want to switch gears while you're here because everybody's talking about funding for the southern border. Ain't nobody talking about the northern border up here. Do we need to build a wall between us and Canada?
Well, I wouldn't endorse building a wall. We love our Canadian counterparts, but I will say that we've got 110 miles international border, and ours is a liquid border. It's not necessarily like the desert and the southern border, and this county has the largest international border in the state of Michigan. Like I said, 110 miles. You think about the tip of Birchville to the bottom of Ira Township down there into Fairhaven, St. Clair County, and it's water. And those are an entirely different animal to police. You know, we have two bridge crossings, we have two ferry crossings, but it is a it's a challenging undertaking, the northern border. And you know, at a point, you know, we had a lot of funds coming in at one time under Operation Stone Guard, and really helped all the municipalities, all the law enforcement, you know, from, you know, St. Clair, Marine City, Marysville, Port Yorn. Everybody had a little piece of it, Clay Township, of some of this funding that came in. And then as things got more and more violent in the southern border, they stopped funding as much as we would like the northern borders. And we have great, I mean, great representation in D.C., but we need some of those folks to keep the pedal to the metal like they are, and keep the funding coming, because people forget about the northern border.
I know Senator Gary Peters hasn't forgotten. He's introduced legislation that might help a little bit, right?
He has. He just had some new legislation out, and it is it's going to be a lot of reporting and data gathering. And, you know, like I said, anytime you can bring stakeholders to the table and start reviewing data and looking at reporting mechanisms of you know, where are our holes, where are our weaknesses, and how do we partner? You know, we work so close, Paul Mitchell's office, Gary Peters' office, all of our folks are so vital to us. You know, we have two U.S. Border Patrol agents assigned to our drug task force. We have one U.S. Customs agent assigned to our drug task force, which we doubled in size to give us that federal jurisdiction. We have one deputy sheriff assigned to a Homeland Security Investigation Team that is actually a BEST team, which is a Border Enforcement Security Task Force. And we work all kinds of border cases with our counterparts. So it's so important. People just forget about this northern border. And, you know, southern border, you have beheadings every day, and it's highly violent drug cartel. It's a different type of problem here, but it's still a problem. And it's our community. So
yeah,
we need to be heard.
Yeah, let's not forget about the northern border. We're almost 3 weeks into a partial government shutdown. Is that having any effect on St. Clair County's operations?
Well, it's not for us. Nope, we're local government, thank goodness.
Right.
And we don't.
I just wonder if there's any trickle-down effect, though.
Not for us, there isn't. We don't shut down. Your local first responders are going to be on the job. And you know, that when it comes to the government shutdowns, those are complicated issues. And there's lots of you know, negotiating, I hope, going on in D.C., and, you know, that's outside of our jurisdiction.
Right.
So we worry about our 750-mile St. Clair County, and rest assured, you will see deputies in brown shirts 24/7.
There you go. And you'll see a lot of them helping out on Friday night to raise money for Ron and Marianne Hill at the spaghetti dinner, to raise money for their expenses after their motorcycle crash. That'll be this Friday night, 5:30. To 7:30 at Alexander's in Marysville.
That's right, Alexander's in Marysville. Show
good
up
stuff.
And come hungry and come with a thick wallet.
There you go. Spend lots of money.
That's
hopefully
right.
It's payday. 10 minutes now before 10 o'clock. Thanks, Sheriff. Appreciate you being here.